Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 656. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day, and that's for real. He came the first time. No one believes he was going to come. Many didn't believe he was going to come, but he came. And as the young folks say, he showed out big time, and the world has never been the same since he came. And he is coming back, and you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. It's all about being ready. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus Christ in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the Times of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he holds Hamas responsible for any attacks emanating from the Gaza Strip, but will not divulge his plans for dealing with the situation. After 10 rockets were launched from the coastal enclave over the weekend, one of which hit a home in the southern town of Deraa, the prime minister said at the opening of the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, "We must understand that we hold Hamas accountable for any attack that comes out of Gaza Strip. I'm not going to detail our plans here. We will continue to work in all arenas for the security of the State of Israel, both by visible and covert means, by sea, air, and land." The Prime Minister also addressed other threats, saying, "We are in a very sensitive and explosive security period in a number of arenas in the east, north, and south." Netanyahu did not offer any further explanation of his statement. Second, today, under the sign category of the rise of Gog and Magog, according to the Jerusalem Post, an advanced Israeli surface-to-air missile that was fired from the David's Sling formerly known as the Magic Wand missile system, was given to Russia by Syria. When it was found intact after the rocket did not explode on contact. The rocket was reportedly fired on July the 23rd, 2018. And Syrian forces that were dispatched to the scene found the missile intact after it sustained minor damage from impact. The missile was then taken to a Syrian-Russian base where it was transferred to Moscow for further research. Russian media reports quoted Chinese news agency Sina saying that the missile was taken by Russia for reverse engineering. Third today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars. Third today under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, North Korea's state news agency KCNA reported the country successfully conducted another test of super large multiple rocket launchers. According to the report, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed satisfaction and congratulated the scientists who had developed the weapon. KCNA said the test verified that the continuous fire system of the multiple rocket launchers is able to totally destroy a group target of the enemy by a surface strike. North Korea has conducted several tests of ballistic missiles since a June meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump, including at the beginning of October, when it tested a new type of submarine-launched ballistic missile. North Korea recently broke off working level nuclear talks with Washington, with North Korea's chief nuclear negotiator blaming the move on what he portrayed as U.S. inflexibility. Now it's time, beloved, for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled, What About Future Prophecies? From Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. The accurate fulfillment of the prophecies of Christ's first coming point us to the certainty that the 300 prophecies of his second coming will also be fulfilled, because the prophecies relating to Christ's first coming have been fulfilled literally. We can confidently expect that the prophecies relating to his second coming will be fulfilled equally as literally. We have every reason to believe in the trustworthiness of the Bible's prophecies about the future, but we can accept them only by faith until the time of their fulfillment. And our faith in these prophecies is not based on a misplaced pious hope. Rather, it is based on the literal fulfillment of prophecies from the past. This alone gives us great confidence that the prophecies not yet fulfilled will indeed come to pass. The fact that Bible prophecies have always been fulfilled in an exact and detailed manner assures us that in regard to prophecies not yet fulfilled, Christ will come again just as he said. we can look forward to the unfolding of the future because we know it is under God's sovereign control. John's gospel ends by reminding us that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written about Jesus Christ, or that could be written about Jesus Christ. John's gospel ends by reminding us that the world itself could not contain the books that could be written about Jesus Christ. But John himself, Jesus' personal disciple, if you will, states, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will begin looking at why does Bible prophecy matter in our next podcast. In closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, "To occupy till I come." In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, continuing events, through the book, coming events. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the book, Coming Events and Present Duties by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts or pamphlets that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, "What Time Is It?" Part 16 by J.C. Ryle. Number 6, what shall we say to the increased attention to unfulfilled prophecy, which has appeared in these latter days? 70 years ago, there were few who paid any attention to the subject. The passages in Scripture which speak of things to come were comparatively neglected or perverted with curious ingenuity from their simple meaning. Now, on the contrary, the current of public feeling runs strongly in favor of prophetical study. Books on the subject are eagerly bought up. Lectures on the subject are listened to with increased attention, in spite of the divisions which preterism and futurism have created, in spite of the discredit which Millerites in America and Irvingites in England have brought upon the whole subject. The study of unfulfilled prophecy still holds its ground. But what saith the Scripture? The words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. The words seem unfolding. The seal seems breaking. Can the end be far off? Dear friend, I place these points before you and ask our serious attention to them. I know we are all poor judges of our own times. We are apt to exaggerate the importance of events that take place under our own eyes. I dare say if we had lived in Cromwell's days or under the first French Revolution, we should have thought the end of all things was close at hand. But still, after every allowance, I think the points I have mentioned deserve solemn consideration. I regard them as signs of our times. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I thank you for sending your Son the first time, and I thank you, Lord, for his coming the second time. Help us to believe that and help us to live like that. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.